producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great idea to do exactly that. Manny, you mentioned that there was a terribly appropriate email that we should that you wanted to bring to my attention.
Yeah.
Terribly timely, I suppose, would be a better choice of words.
Yeah, because, of course, you were talking about the Golden Globes in the last hour, and this email is very much related to it. This email is from Chris. And Chris says, Dr. Joy, when did filthy language become an acceptable norm? While watching a popular movie over the weekend, I almost walked out because of all the F-bombs, but I wanted to see the
story. I'm trying to remember what it could have been. Straight Outta Compton. It could have been The Big Short. I'm trying to remember. It could have been actually the Martian had swear in it.
I'm sorry, you lost your place. No, I'm good. I almost walked out because of all the F-bombs, but I wanted to see the story. Watched about 30 minutes of the Golden Globes before I couldn't take any more of Ricky Gervais's foul mouth. Yet he's rewarded by asking him back for more year after year.
Yeah.
I'm not a prude, but I do not find this funny at all. It debases both the speaker and the audience. You wouldn't sit in a dumpster and eat garbage. Why do people subject themselves to the vulgar, uncivil atmosphere that has become entertaining today?
Okay. I watched the Golden Globes, and I was saying earlier to Manny that even though Ricky Gervais is known for being foul-mouthed, either my connection was bad or they kept bleeping him. So I never actually got to hear it. And maybe it's the... Well, it had to be NBC, but somehow you got to hear some of the crude that I didn't. I just got tired of him. I thought he was his attitude just got tiresome when he kept saying this is too long. The show should have been a half hour. Of course, he was right, but I didn't think he was particularly funny either. Number one, but as I mentioned, the Golden Globes has a reputation of being kind of the loose cannon of the award shows. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press, and there were scandals for years. Remember when they said, why show up even though your company's already paid for the award? Well, that was the scandal of the Hollywood Foreign Press, is that you could essentially buy an award. Supposedly, it's not going on now. But remember the famous Pia Zadora, where her husband bought her the best supporting actress or something. And so the Hollywood Press has a long and notorious history. As we mentioned earlier, they also serve liquor. It's a sit-down dinner, and they serve dinner and a lot of booze, apparently. So that people seem, and even somebody as relatively cultured as Emma Thompson got up and was somewhat smashed. And one did have the idea that if people were either smashed or pretending to be smashed. You know what it is. And I think, first of all, society has gotten a little bit more accepting of rude, crude words. That the seven words that George Carlin said you couldn't say on the air, well, you can now say on cable television. If I had to say, I would say it's satellite radio and cable television have really expanded what you can say. Now, understand, I'm on neither, so I have to be very careful. And I dropped the F-bomb once and was horrified that I did it. And it was under circumstance I actually got a fair amount of support about it, which was almost as horrifying. I'll tell you what it was. A woman called up and said that her husband beat her, and I'm on the Commission Against Domestic Violence, and even if I wasn't, I mean, that's not acceptable behavior. And I said, you have to get out, that no man ever feels good about hitting a woman, and you need to give him some chance to understand his and control his behavior better, and you can't sit around and put up with it. And this was on a Friday, and she called me the following Monday and said that he raped her. And what do I do now? And I said, you have to get the and drop the F-bomb out. And probably the only person more surprised completely than me was my crew, whose job it is technically to bleep me I mean, but you know, I never held them responsible because I'm in all of my years in broadcast, I've never done that and will never do it again. I promise you. But so they weren't prepared for it, and technically, I suppose it could have been on their shoulders. But I didn't think that was, you know, it wasn't their fault. They didn't say it. I did. And while technically they should have caught it, they were completely unprepared for it because I don't swear on the air. So guess how many letters of protest we got? And I went, as soon as we came back from a break, I apologized. I said, you know, that I was really trying to save this woman's life and trying to get her attention, but there was really no excuse for it. And I was sorry if I offended them, that people listen to the program to have problems solved, not to be offended. And I, you know, not only did we get not one letter of protest, but huge number of people supporting me, but it's still not acceptable. You know, that it's not okay for me to do that. But, and that was, I'm trying to figure out how long ago that was. Maybe 8 or 9 years ago. But, and again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not in any way excusing myself. I shouldn't have done it. It was a mistake. But I don't even, I wonder what would happen now. Of course, I own the show now, so I suppose stations could drop me, but they couldn't technically fire me. But I think the combination of satellite radio, because shock jocks can all, you know, and Howard Stern is certainly one of the major proponents of it, of happily using all seven of the words, and cable television. And the question is, and here's, maybe we should put this up as a Facebook question, Manny. My stance has always been about the seven words, that while they are crude and rude, that they are, and should probably do not have a place on the airwaves, that the words that I object to aren't the seven words. They're the words that I object to are the ones that are pejorative toward another race, that they're racist or sexist, the words that bespeak bigotry. Those are the ones that are, I find, much more offensive than the four-letter words that we're not supposed to use. And maybe that's a question, and I suppose you could say that they're equally offensive. For me, they're not equally offensive, to be quite honest, that one is much more grievous because it bespeaks a meanness toward another group, a bigotry, a willingness to dismiss people's humanity and any kindness toward a group for something over which they have no control, the color of their skin, their ethnicity, their religious beliefs, their sex. So those are the ones that really offend me, and you'll never hear me say them, and I never have, and they will never even be the one mistake that I made about my cute little F-bomb. It wasn't cute. I don't mean to in any way make it sound like it was okay, because it wasn't. But I think that part of it is that these are words that people do use, and if you're wandering around a city, at least my cities, you hear the words all the time, from young people, from old people. And for me, the F-bomb itself was part of my kind of I'm a girl, I'm liberated, and I don't think I even knew what the word meant when I started using it for the first time, and I was probably 16 or 17. It was at college, and I realized if I said it to somebody that it would make them blush, and that was really fun. But I don't think I've ever said it in anger. Well, just that once. So for me, it's not really, it's more for the shock value of it in my personal life. But I think your point is well taken, and you can vote for with your feed. As I said, I think Ricky Gervais this was the fourth time I think that he had hosted, and apparently he's going to host again. And if you listen carefully to the things he said, it wasn't so much his language. Is at one point when Morgan Freeman came out, he said this is the most respected actor in the room, which isn't saying much. I thought that was really mean-spirited. And I think that's my problem with Rick Gervais. It's not so much that he's crude and rude, but that he's kind of mean-spirited. And that is, I think, hard to listen to for the 3 hours that it was on. In terms of the movies, I'm just trying to remember, of all of the movies that were nominated, Trainwreck has got a huge number of swears in it. I think Joy does as well. I'm trying to remember. I think Robert De Niro swears in that one. 45 Years May Not. Except at the very end, I think she actually swears as well. I'm trying to think if there are any. The Good Dinosaur may be the only one there, in or out. Maybe the only two movies. And Shaun the Sheep, which is my favorite movie, maybe the only ones that actually don't use swears. I don't know. We'll come back to this. We'll talk about swearing. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Trace.
Good. I just have, like, a comment and a question. I have a BlackBerry from Verizon, and besides, like, the tragedy that my son has done, like, damage to it, like, when it comes to hearing on it and calling people on it, I can't actually hear, and people can actually hear me as long as it's not windy. So you want to consider a phone with like, a full keyboard. You might want to consider a BlackBerry, even though not a lot of people have them anymore. I love the keyboard.
You know, people really do. And people like, I know, especially guys, like the smaller phones, like the clamshell phones that fold over on each other because they'll fit in their pockets. I think you put your thumb on it. As far as I'm concerned, smartphones are great if you want to check the weather, if you want to check your email, if you get stuck in traffic and want to play Freecell, if you want to listen to CNN, if you
want
to
get... like sending text messages.
The problem is you can't hear on them. None of them are very good in terms of hearing. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with a cell phone you can actually hear on, and they will corner the market. But they don't exist right now. So I agree.
Well, I can hear you on my BlackBerry, and when my upgrade comes with Verizon, I'm going to get the BlackBerry Classic, which is a little bigger. But I'm excited because I can't give up the keyboard. I don't know what I would do.
The BlackBerry keyboard is just about, especially on the new iPhones, the 6, the BlackBerry keyboard is actually smaller than the virtual keyboard on the 6. You should go check.
Oh, really?
When I first started looking at phones, which is somebody, I can't remember, either the company I was working for was going to give me a phone or somebody's going to give me a phone, and they said, we're going to get you this. And I said, no, if I'm going to have this phone for the next couple of years, I want to get what I want to get. So I just went to a store that had everything and just tried all the phones and figured out the one I want. And we really do get acclimated to whatever we're used to. I think my first phone was actually the Motorola, I think it was the Stack or the Star, whatever it was, which I really loved. But if you go, they change phones enough, and some of them have really kind of cool evolutions. You should go to a store even before you upgrade and try out some new ones. And, I've told the story before. I was being at the theater in the ladies' room waiting to go in, and people who had iPhones, it sounded like we were from a cult. You know, we talked about how much we liked her. But go and check out what's available now. You may come back to exactly the same thing, but you'll come back. It's like a lot of things in this life, Tracy. If you feel like you have all sorts of choices, then any choice you make is going to feel really different than if you feel, well, this is, I just sort of went along with it. So go check it out.
Okay, my next question is, have you seen the movie Lucky Number 7?
Lucky Number 7.
It has Josh Hartnett, Bruce Willis,
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it was. It sounded familiar. Give me a little bit about the plot.
It's about this guy, and he has and all these people start dying. Benjamin Kingsley, and it all has to do with the horse. His parents were killed, and they were made an example of.
2006. Chase of Mistaken Identity, in the middle of a war being plotted by two of the city's rival, Lucky Number 7. It's got, Josh Hartnett, Ben Kingsley, Morgan Freeman, Lucy Liu. Let's see if I can figure out. I'm sure I've seen it.
I've seen it.
All right.
Isn't it a good movie?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
I just wanted to know, movies like that, I'm pregnant, and, at night and stuff, sometimes I can't sleep, and it's like I'm kind of trying to look for movies that are enjoyable, that take
my
mind off.
Well, this one seems a little violent, kiddo.
Well, I mean, it is violent. I've seen it, but, I mean, something along the genre of it or something where...
You know what I do?
Wow.
I would do things like, when I can't sleep at night, I do want something that will interest me enough that I'm distracted from whatever is making me uncomfortable. But I'd go... Did you see Inside Out?
No.
That just won the Golden Globe and is certainly on the short list for Oscars for animation about growing up. and it has each of the emotions, of course one of them is joy, about, and it's all done with cartoon characters. I think Shaun the Sheep, again, there's no word spoken. It's one of the cleverest, funniest movies I've ever seen. When I can't sleep at night, I don't want to see mayhem. I don't want to see blood. I don't want to see scary. I don't like scary movies under any circumstances. This one sounds a little scary to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen it, and I've seen Muscle of Dogs, and I've seen, like, all the movies from the 80s.
Well, you like Quentin Tarantino, it sounds like. Yeah, Reservoir Dogs. Well, Reservoir Dogs is a classic.
But I haven't seen all of his movies, and I won't see them because I think they're very violent.
The Hateful Eight is really... Hateful Eight is really... The newest one is really violent. And slow. I didn't. And I thought his speech, I thought he'd had too much to drink last night. But nevertheless, his composer won for the soundtrack. I don't really remember it very much. Mistaken Identity, a war being plotted by two city's rivals. You know, I really don't remember it very well. I know I've seen it, but I really don't remember it.
What did you say, Inside Out? Or
Inside Out is animation. The Good Dinosaur is kind of cute. Charlie Brown, Good Grief Charlie Brown is out this year, is good. Shaun the Sheep, I love. And you know what? I'd watch a movie like Love Actually, which I've seen probably literally six or seven times, and I love it every time. I love the soundtrack. The Big Chill is one of those movies that is incredibly soothing to me. When I can't sleep, I want something that sort of relaxes me, but violence doesn't do it for me very much. So.
No, I'm just saying an example of a movie where at the end you're like, wow, I didn't even realize what was going on, like where you're surprised at the end where you don't know like what's going to happen every second.
Yeah, no, I hear, although sometimes I'm really good at guessing those, which just irritates me. If I can guess the end from the opening credits, there are people who won't sit next to me because I'll say, this is what's going to happen, and I finally learned to just keep my mouth shut. But if I can guess from the beginning, I'm not very happy with it. The whole point about movies is right is just to suspend disbelief. So, and I think that's what you want in the middle of the night.
Yeah, just something to
to take your mind off of it.
Yeah, the fact that I'm pregnant and I just started showing yesterday.
Well, congratulations! There you go. When's the baby due?
March 15th.
Wow! So you're already almost 7 months.
Yeah, well, it's just because I'm, my chest is not small. It's never been, and I've never been thin. So, with my first pregnancy, I didn't show that much until, around this time as well.
Well, good for you. It makes it a lot shorter when you don't show in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, when you can't get up either, right?
Yeah. All right, Sugar. Well, listen, enjoy your pregnancy. Do we know if it's a girl or a boy?
It's a boy.
Do we have a name picked out?
Evan J.
There you go. All right. Trace, thanks for your call. Get some sleep. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-326-9048. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-326-9048. 800-326-9048. That's 800-326-9048.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You know, in response to our email about tacky, you see that in Cincinnati they had a Roethlisberger sort of a supreme or a warning that it was in danger to women 18 to 40, especially who'd had boob jobs. And if you saw Big Ben flashing Little Ben to get in touch with somebody.
Yeah.
That's kind of tacky.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. Yeah, because it's kind of playing off of the
sexual assault issue.
Yeah. And
which isn't really a joke.
Right.
At all.
And of course, Ben ended up getting kind of the last laugh because the Steelers ended up beating the Bengals. So
yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah, it was
probably didn't have a whole lot to do with it. Right. Before we go to drugs, I just I know some people love, some people don't love the day in history, but for me, it really makes you believe that there is kind of a rhythm to the events of human life. For example, in 1912, there was a strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts on this day because of a mandated shortening of the work week. Okay, like what's changed in 104 years, right?
Yeah.
Right? Insulin was first used to treat diabetes in a human patient in 1922. Okay, so we're talking about 100 years minus 6. So we're talking about 94 years later. We're doing a whole thing about drugs to deal with diabetes, hypertension, right? In this day in 1927, Louis B. Mayer, head of MGM, created the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences at a banquet in L.A., all right? So later this week, we're going to hear the Oscar nominations, and we're talking about the Golden Globe. So, I mean, it seems to me I love sort of seeing the perspective on this. Amelia Earhart in 1935 became the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to California. No one has found her luggage since. No, I made that part up. All right, here everybody's worrying about all the cold in California. Okay. 1949, a three-day snowfall began in L.A. Accumulations ranged from a trace near the coast to almost a foot in the San Fernando Valley. All right. So things like that make me feel, so that's 67 years ago, right? We're talking about global warming. 67 years ago, they had snow in L.A. on this day, okay? So for me, it's sort of a calming notion that no matter how much we think something is new and scary, and that it's probably not. Major League Baseball on this day voted approval of the designated hitter position in the American League. Does the National League have the designated hitter rule? Like, do they not?
They do not, no. The rule is that if a National League team is playing in an American League ballpark, or if they're playing an American League team in an American League ballpark, then the National League has to use a designated hitter.
Well, they have to allow that. They don't have to have a designated hitter, do they? But they can if they want to.
I think they can.
Because you don't have to use a designated hitter. You just can if you want to.
Right. I believe that's how it works, yeah.
Yeah.
But the option is not, it's basically, in the National League, it's not, they don't use
it. It's not part of the National League, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Well, I remember sort of hearing a discussion of it with sort of sports fans about whether or not it weakened baseball or improved it. I guess the idea is people really like to see high-scoring games. The defensive baseball games are not very interesting. And so the designated hitter rule allowed for more scoring.
Yeah, because it basically
allows. That was the rationale,
for,
I think, yeah.
It allows for the pitcher doesn't have to hit. And that's why if you look at a lot of the numbers and the statistics in the National League, they're always the offensive
lower
statistics
than,
are
yeah.
lower because
yeah.
the pitchers hit, you know, three, four times a game.
I was talking with something about football, and they said, well, you don't like football, do you? And I said, of course I do. I went to school in the Southwest Conference. My school won the AAA championship on the Statue of Liberty play. I was in California to see the tuba play when Stanford and John Elway played UCLA. Of course I like football. I actually like Super Bowl parties. I actually kind of like, except that nobody watches the game except me. And I'm saying, could you get away from the television? I'm trying to watch.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't usually go to Super Bowl parties because I actually want to watch the game. And,
me too. Well, it depends who's playing. But in generally speaking, most of the games, Super Bowls are surprisingly good games. Every once in a while, they're incredibly lopsided. But but that's only when one of my teams is playing and they're just getting ruined. Okay, let's go back to drugs. Speaking of pizza. No, we weren't speaking of pizza. All right, let's see. So did you count up how many people said that they weren't taking any drugs?
Yeah, it looked like there was about, of the ones we had left, it looked like there was close to 10.
Of how many? So what percentage?
Looks like total, we had 34 total, and looked like.
On this one, yeah. On the first one, there were more than that, yeah.
Yeah, I think about 12 of them overall out of the 34.
So that's about a third.
Yeah.
So that's a little less than, well, that's actually not bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's see. Amy says, no, I think we did Amy already. Donna says, three, blood pressure, cholesterol, and for GHURD.
Okay. I mean, so it sounds like blood pressure, is a major one. And you need to be really careful about that. There are ways, as you know, of lowering your blood pressure, which doesn't mean you go off your medication, but of being very careful about salt intake, lowering your weight, and getting some exercise. But blood pressure, great silent killer. So it's really important to keep it under control.
We have another Amy that says, 2 for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
One for control flares, and the other to control the pain.
For what? Doesn't say what pain.
I think she's meant 2 for the arthritis, 1 to control the flares, and the other to control the pain.
Yeah. You know what? You should also think about getting in touch with a pain clinic. As I said, I was instrumental in setting one up at New England Medical Center in Boston when I was there, just because it was something I was interested in, that it's kind of the intersection of medicine and psychology, and understanding that there are ways of dealing with pain. These were, by definition, people who were at the pain clinic had chronic intractable pain that was not susceptible to either medication or surgical or any other kind of medical response. And ways of, for example, as you know, that there are days where you have good days and bad days, and how to evaluate them, what to do about them, things that, understanding time of day or things that will relieve them that are, for example, there are two different, at least two different theories of pain. One is a gating mechanism, and one is it is kind of a wave theory. But my favorite example is if you have a splitting headache and go into a movie, you don't notice that the headache when you're in the movie. When you come out of the movie, you may have a headache again. But it's the pain has to follow a channel. It's, if you think of it kind of as a signal, which of course it is, then if the channel is blocked with something else, then the information about the pain doesn't get through. And it's not that it goes away. It's not that the stimulus goes away. It's that it's blocked. So, and that's a very helpful way of dealing with chronic intractable pain sometimes, of understanding what you can do to divert yourself. And medication, of course, is one of the ways of dealing. It doesn't really stop the pain. It stops the perception of the pain, the acknowledgement of the pain. So pain's actually a very interesting kind of phenomenon. I know it's interesting kind of intellectually. It's not much fun to have it. And, you know, I'm with you on that one.
Stephanie says, insulin, because I'm a type 1 diabetic on an insulin pump. Altace? Altace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Altace as a prevention against kidney damage. I was prescribed Crestor for cholesterol as a preventative measure due to the type 1 diabetes, but I refused to take it, and by eating fewer carbs, fish oil, krill oil, and more protein... got my cholesterol levels in good enough shape to keep my doctor off my back regarding taking the Crestor for now.
Yeah, hugely, and it's really interesting to me in the pharmacological community that the drugs that have been around for a long time that everybody thought were perfectly fine are now sort of being reexamined. So. I mean, look, don't take yourself off any medication, but do be an informed consumer with your physician. And certainly the internet has got a lot of misinformation on it, but it's got a lot of information as well. And be an informed consumer in your own health care, because that's the best way to get good medical care, with you and your physician being co-partners on it. Your physician obviously has very specific information, but you're the one who knows about your body.
One more here before we go to break. Marlene says, I am very fortunate to be able to say I don't take any, and I am 65 years old.
There you go. You go, girl. There you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So I guess part of the point of asking you guys about medication was because of a documentary I'd seen that just was, I found shocking, that the percentage of people that are on a medication, the cost of medication in the United States versus other countries, the fact that prescription drugs are the major drug of abuse at this moment. There's also the sort of corollary, which actually doesn't have necessarily directly to do with this, but that high school seniors are now more likely to use pot than smoke cigarettes, which I don't know what the long-term health issues of that are going to be. I mean, presumably you smoke less pot than you do tobacco, but no one's ever said that pot was good for you. I don't know. I suppose every generation has to figure out its new drug of choice. But part of the point about talking about these things was to realize that, first of all, you're not alone. Second of all, that you can be an informed consumer. You are you should be in partnership with your physician and your pharmacist about what you're taking. Somebody should know all of your medications, because there are drug interactions that can render a drug either ineffective or potentiated, which could be disastrous. And almost any drug is going to interact poorly with alcohol. So it's something to really be aware of. So this was kind of my, let's all be aware of what we're doing kind of issue. All right, let's finish up on drugs.
Peter says, just take one, Petronix for acid indigestion.
Try a soda cracker.
Tina says, I'm very fortunate. I just turned 60 and no prescription drugs for me. Just multivitamin and baby aspirin each day.
Yeah, there's a controversy. As I said, I saw something which I should go and look for again about aspirin that I read about 3 months ago that said that probably wasn't a great idea. Even though that has been, as I said, that's the two drugs that I've read stuff about, and again, hard to know, that said that taking low-dose aspirin every day was not a very good idea all of a sudden. And also that women who are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs are more likely to develop diabetes. Folks, do not take any of that to the bank, but do talk to your doctor about it. I mean, the point is that there have been drugs that are widely used that were tested for short periods of time, and we're now, because people have been on them for such a long period of time, we're now having different research going on. We have better ways of assessing what's going on. But and that whole issue, I told you my issue about vitamins is a bunch of years ago I was at a conference that had people who were will likely win Nobel Prizes in chemistry about about vitamins, A, D, E, and K. And at the end, it was a 4-day panel, and they convened all the speakers on one panel at the end. And I raised my hand and said, how many of you are taking multivitamins every day? Guess how many were? Okay. None.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Not
I was gonna
one.
Really low, but
they
wow.
said, eat a banana, one less cheeseburger, and one glass of orange juice. And orange juice, as far as I'm concerned, it's got the same number of calories as a Coke. Eat an orange. But they said Americans had the most expensive urine in the country, that almost all of us get enough of our daily vitamins from the food that we eat, and taking vitamins was basically a waste. You need to look at the research. You need to talk with your doctor about it. You need to be an informed consumer and keep up with the research, because the research does change. There you go.
Carolyn says, I have a little pill that may just help each and every one of you. You may even get off of some meds. She doesn't specify what the pill is, though.
Well, come on. The happiness pill?
Kelly
says... That's not helpful.
Kelly says, I take one a day, and it's because I don't have a thyroid gland anymore.
Well, that's obviously, yeah.
Bonnie says, in an attempt to ward off the possibility of being prescribed medications, I take a variety of herbal supplements, inclusive of krill oil, St. John's wort, multivitamins, ginkgo biloba, and iron.
Okay, let me just say a couple things about that. First of all, that St. John's wort is 8 times more popular in Germany than Prozac, okay? There is no such thing as a pill without side effects. There really isn't. So be careful about that. And sometimes St. John's wort will interact with other things. Look, somebody should know, and you should go over with somebody who's knowledgeable all the stuff that you're on, and make sure that they don't negatively interact with one another. Make sure that you're taking what you need, that you're not taking what you don't need, that you're not overdosing on anything. And the idea that botulism is natural too. But, be careful about what you put in your body.
Just a couple more here. Terry says metoprolol and hydrochlorothiazide both for high blood pressure.
Okay, yeah. Well, blood pressure, and again, be really careful about that, but do be very careful about salt. And read the labels. I mean, I was in a grocery store lately, which I'm not in all that often, and was looking at, you know, just looking at, I was going to a party, and I thought, well, I'll just take some kind of food that can be made there. And I thought, well, you know, pizza, everybody loves pizza. And the pizzas, a lot of the frozen pizzas are really very good these days, until you look at the salt content. And one of them had, and this was, I think, a four-cheese pizza, had fairly low calories, was reasonably priced, apparently is really good. 35% of your daily, the RDA of salt. 35%. And as far as I'm concerned, the RDA for salt is much too high for my body to deal with. So a lot of products are replacing fats and sugar with salt. So be really careful. And when you're talking about hypertension, if you think about it, I would guess at least 2/3 of the people who responded with taking medication are on hypertension medication. And hypertension is a great killer. Stroke and heart disease. So we all need to be really, really careful about salt. And not only the food that we eat, the prepared food, salt shaker on the table, which you should not have, food in restaurants, because look at the salt content. And we all look at calories, right? And we all look at fat. Look at the salt content. Alrighty.
And then last one here from Sherry, and she says, Benadryl for allergies.
Well, bless your little stuffed up nose. Benadryl, did you know Benadryl is putting out a sleep medication now?
Really?
Yeah, because Benadryl makes everybody sleepy.
Right,
because
it's
right.
It's,
yeah, and they're now. Drowsy, I just yeah. I saw someplace that they're putting out. They are now marketing it as a sleep medication. A lot of people have insomnia.
Mm, wow.
So there you go.
Mm.
All right. So hopefully this has been helpful for you folks to listen and understand. And do some research and talk with your doctor about it, all right? Certainly don't want to take medications you don't need. You certainly want to be careful about the ones you do need. You don't want to borrow other people's medication. And you want to pay attention to your body, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.